This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind, another hour in a brand new year, 2017, what we've deemed the first official 2017 What's on Your Mind program. Officially, the legislature of North Dakota kicks off. They meet 80 days every 2 years. You heard yesterday on this program, Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, say, I think we're going to meet 70 days, and we're going to save 10 to see what the Trump administration does on Obamacare and other things, and we'll have to work through those. So they might be getting all their work done in 70 days. So lots of new to go around. Do you want my New Year's resolution now? Should I lay it on you?
Let's hear it.
I think I should maybe keep the suspense a little longer. What do you think?
The cliffhanger. Keep them on the edge of their seat till the end of the show, then drop the bomb.
My 2017 resolution is going to be to not waste time. Why the silence?
You just wasted time right there. You just blew your resolution.
Like 3 seconds.
I know. But you blew your resolution as soon as you stopped.
That was very, very, very much planned. See what kind of reaction I was going to get. And I got stone face over here from Todd Mitchell.
I was waiting for more definition of wasting time.
All right. Well,
because everything can serve a purpose.
I know, but I mean, so if you order your day in such a way that everything has, you know, some legitimate residual value, right, that you can say, okay, I did this and here's what I got for it. I'll give you an example. Thumbing through Facebook, what is the, you know, you're dumbing down yourself.
You're keeping informed about your friends.
To a certain extent, I'm with you.
Okay.
But at what point does it become, okay, this is just, I'm filling my head with just nonsense.
Right. Well, there's plenty of nonsense.
That's just one.
There's
many others
on there, as a matter of fact.
To be continued, ladies and gentlemen. we'll continue this. We have a big week in North Dakota. It is the inaugural of a new governor and lieutenant governor. And one half of that ticket is on our newsmaker line right now, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, to tell us about the events of tomorrow that you're all invited to. This is a very special invite just for our What's on Your Mind audience. Actually, it's for everybody and anybody to come join the fun. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, thank you and welcome back to the program. How are you?
Great, Scott. Good morning, Scott and Todd.
Lieutenant Governor Sanford, is that the best way to address you? This is the first time we've had him on as Lieutenant Governor, so I need to ask.
That's okay. You can just call me Brent like always, Scott, but I tell you what, it's a great day in Bismarck for a new beginning here, and it's something like, you know, the weather was trying to not cooperate. It was difficult for me and my family to get across the state to even get here. I know there's some folks that are planning on coming that won't be able to come with this great North Dakota weather, but here we are, and it's a sunny day, and we've got a lot of events planned. The next 2 days are going to be a lot of fun. We've got the main event is in our mind, obviously, is the State of the State today, 1 o'clock in the House chamber. Governor Burgum will be laying out his vision for the future. Very, very excited about that. And then tomorrow night is the celebration where, as you stated, everyone's invited, 6:30 to 11, Bismarck Event Center. There's been a lot of questions about what's the dress. Is it a ball? It's a celebration. It's North Dakota casual. We have Tiger Lily singing and the front fenders. It's going to be a great night. I'm looking forward to it. And then earlier in the day, we have two other events. One is a service breakfast, which is we're calling the Relentless Pursuit of Healthy Communities. It's recognizing recognizing leaders in the North Dakota healthcare community and in the substance abuse and recovery issues and behavioral health. And then at noon is a leadership luncheon, which is titled The Relentless Pursuit of Understanding. That's part of our the first breakfast is a gratitude type theme, and lunch is an understanding and communication theme. We're bringing North Dakota's tribal leadership and others interested in tribal affairs for a lunch and discussion. So it's going to be a busy day tomorrow as well. Today is the state of the state and the reception following in the Great Hall. The Great Hall looks great, and we're ready to go.
A lot going on, and of course the event that'll really be neat because it literally includes everybody and free and open to the public, and you know, just a fun little celebration. And as you say, there's been some questions, and I think really people just sort of having fun with the North Dakota celebration casual, wondering what the heck does that mean, and it really means whatever you feel comfortable wearing, which is kind of cool. So I think it'd be, you know, a lot of folks. I asked Bo Bateman, a friend of Doug's and the chair of the Citizens Inaugural Committee yesterday, what are you going to be wearing? Not a tie, he said. So, you know, it's safe not to wear a tie, and, you know, it's safe to wear whatever you're comfortable in. So what are you going to wear, Brent?
Well, I'll be in a suit most of the next 2 days, which is obviously not something I was accustomed to in Watford City. I was in my earlier professional years at I Bailey and Fargo, but it's something where I'm going to be in a suit the next 2 days, but that's just something where we're going to have many events throughout the day. And I don't know if I'll have time to go slip into something more casual for the evening, but everybody needs to feel free to dress as they please. And it's going to be a great event, very comfortable, a celebration. And the main theme for the evening event is relentless pursuit of exceptional. And that's where we'll get to see some more ideas of what Governor Burgum and our administration has in store for the state. And so I think people are ready to see some outlining of objectives and initiatives from the governor, and we'll get to see that the next 2 days. Very exciting 2 days planned.
You have been a part of a number of legislative sessions as mayor of Watford City. Now you're there as obviously lieutenant governor presiding over the Senate as well. How will Governor Burgum's address today be different than ones you've heard in the past?
Well, this is something that's going to be, even in my remarks that I'm preparing for the Senate chamber, this is something where obviously we've had a lot of focus on the budget and on DAPL in the last 6 months or so. But you're not only going to hear about concepts and initiatives in those areas, but you're going to hear about a broad array of topics, from behavioral health issues to incarceration rates to opioid addiction. And all of it encompassing in the Main Street Initiative of how do we address these challenges in front of us? How do we keep our foot on the pedal as far as innovation in our great industries of agriculture and energy, as well as taking advantage of the new technologies and roll this all together into creating vibrant communities? Because as the better we get at solving these societal issues and these economic challenges, the more our communities grow. And so Doug is very focused. I'm very focused on the Main Street Initiative, on creating vibrant, livable communities for the 21st century workforce and retaining retirees and lifelong North Dakotans. So it's all going to be wrapped into one. Very exciting. We're excited to roll it out and looking forward to the next 80 days in the legislative session and then 3.5 years after that. So we're looking very forward to rolling out plans the next 2 days and over the next 80 days in the session.
I want to talk to you about something you mentioned that is also part of tomorrow, and that's the luncheon that is part of the leadership luncheon and a sit down with tribal leaders. And there's been some discussion of that on this program, some from people very upset, obviously, about what the state endured in the 150 days of the Dakota Access protests. And they see that, you know, as been perpetuated by bad leadership. And obviously a new governor comes in, a lieutenant governor comes in, you want a fresh start. But explain the reasoning, or explain, I guess, the goals of the dialogue in the way of sitting down with tribal leaders to move forward and why that's important.
Well, Scott, there are a number of issues, and as you can imagine, there's a great need for communication in this area. There's a great need for problem solving, for addressing the challenges that are there. There's also a secondary reason, obviously, for the security reasons, et cetera, that the tribal address was canceled for this week. The Senate and House leadership and the governor's office visited about alternative programming to bring the individual tribal communities into the Capitol building in a different format. And one of them is from our office is this leadership lunch. And there also are going to be individual meetings with each tribe and the leadership from the House, Senate, and the governor's office. So there's a number of different initiatives, and we've all probably read about a few of these as time has gone on, but it's kind of a change up from the former tradition of one tribal chairman having the floor during the joint session, and then the other sovereign nations await their turn for whenever that next year comes up. So in this regard, this year we'll have a conversation with each one of the groups in a variety of different formats. I'm very much looking forward to communication, diplomacy, problem solving. We obviously need to get to the table to talk about what happened and what's going to happen going forward in the future. And that's leadership. That's communicating. That's meeting the issue head on. And we're ready for it. I'm excited for that part of tomorrow as well.
Sounds good. Busy, busy days, folks. Today, the address at 1 o'clock by the governor. And also tomorrow, of course, all the inaugural festivities. Lieutenant Governor Brent Stafford, thank you, sir. More coming up.
Thanks, John. Soybean
Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Ransom, Sargent, Nelson, Steele, Griggs, Walsh, Pembina, Cavalier, and many southwestern North Dakota counties in early 2017. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nominations and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. PetroServe USA is the home of the 4-for-4 deal, where you get the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies, all day, every day, four items, $4. Find me a better deal than that. Plus, the folks at Connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA. And now Valley Dairy is part of the PetroServe USA family in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks as well. So more locations to serve you. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
We had a call earlier about the power lines and whether or not to bury the power lines. We did track down an expert, Josh Kramer, Executive Vice President, General Manager of the North Dakota Rural Electric Cooperatives Association, is going to join us. And a shout out to all the linemen out there. My gosh, what a great job they do in all kinds of weather. They're the kind of folks that, again, you know, no travel advisory, blizzard warning, all the bad stuff comes out. What do? Get in the truck. They go, you know, make sure the power's on. So shout out to all of them. And we're going to talk a little bit about the work that entails, those linemen especially, and also answer the question, why not bury more lines so there's less lines to have to defend in our kind of weather? But we have a caller here who had the answer to that as well. You're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi there.
Yeah, Scott, always enjoy your work on the radio and listen to your show many times, and this is the first time I've ever called in. But I'm someone that's had a long career in electric transmission and distribution, and the simplest answer to the man's question is total evaluated cost. And there's an awful lot that goes into picking the type and design of facilities when you're building an electric system, and a lot of it isn't visible to the customers what all is being considered. One thing you can be sure about utilities, though, whether it's an investor-owned or a co-op, is that they want to get the best bang for their buck. So they're going to do everything that they can to make sure that the facilities they put in is going to cost them the least amount and be most reliable overall. And there is a downside to burying facilities, too. One thing's for certain, and that is when underground facilities go bad, it's a lot more work to replace them than it is overhead. I mean, just finding where the problem is often can take an awful lot of time and work, whereas the overhead line goes down, it's painfully obvious where the problem is. It's where the poles are broken or the lines are down.
Sure.
Other thing is it varies so much on, you know, what voltage are you talking about and how much load are you talking about, because the price differential between underground and overhead is considerable, and it varies a lot by the voltage class. If you're talking to residential, distribution systems that are typically 15,000 volts and below, usually the cost difference isn't that much, but as you go up in voltage to transmission lines, you know, 41,000, 69,000, 115,000, the cost is almost prohibitive. So it's only done on voltages like that where you have a special need. But there's an awful lot that goes into it, you know, the difference.
Well, sounds like it. And you've given us some good info. And as I mentioned, we're going to talk about it in Energy Matters as well, and talk to Josh Kramer about it. But I appreciate your expertise in calling us. And, hey, when we need an expert, we just ask a question and we get them to call in right here on the program. Thanks so much. Appreciate you listening very much, and please call again. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Chris Berg is the host of Point of View, 630 Point of View that you see in the east on KXJB and on the in the west on West Dakota Fox. Hello, Chris Berg. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year, Scott. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. Chris and I are going to be bantering throughout the legislative sessions, keeping tabs on the hot issues and things that are happening. So put us through our paces. Any issues you want some answers on, we'll do our best to track down all the answers and make sure we're tackling the hot issues. You've been doing a great job kind of keeping an eye on the Minnesota legislative session as well. And, of course, North Dakota kicking off today. What's your radar focusing most right now, Chris?
Well, I mean, obviously the budget's a huge thing. I mean, Governor Dalrymple came in with his budget, and you would know this probably better than I, Scott. I think $61 was his price for oil. We'll see if that comes to fruition. But even today, I'm seeing numbers come out from November saying, hey, even after the November change in the forecast, they're still below, you know, the sales tax revenue numbers, things of that nature. So as we've all heard, Doug Burgum says, hey, I'm going to come in, reinvent government, cut costs. You did a great job in your Facebook Live video when he said, hey, if you want to meet me and talk about getting more money, that's going to be a tough meeting. If you want to talk about saving money, I'll have that meeting anytime, anywhere. So I think he's going to have a lot of those meetings.
Yeah, those were, I think, you know, for all the people that are saying, well, you know, is this going to be any different? And is this, you know, another politician tells you things in the campaign and then, you know, nothing becomes of it. All they need to do is hear that. I mean, it's really going to be how you know, what kind of message comes from the leadership of him and Doug Burgum for sure. I see that Donald Trump is tweeting about Mark Dayton's comments about Obamacare. I love this. That seems to be the defining issue over in Minnesota, right? Obamacare and how to get out of that mess?
It really does. In fact, Governor Dayton joins us tonight. We'll put the 1 or 2 in and get a chance to hear from him. And so he says, look, I'm ready to move forward with what the challenge for these guys is having a Republican House and a Republican Senate majority. Last time this happened, there was the government shutdown in Minnesota. But he said, look, I'm going to sign off on what he's hearing is going to be proposed. So hopefully they're going to give some certainty to the people in Minnesota quickly. I mean, you talk about greater Minnesota, Scott. I don't know if you saw the story, but there was a farmer a dairy farmer down in southern Minnesota, so still impacts, you know, farmers up here in the valley. They had $40,000 a year premiums with a $13,000 deductible. I mean, that's, no one can afford that. You know what I mean? So they're trying to do what they can to salvage this, but I think that was a big point on how the Republicans took back over the Senate majority.
And Al Carlson told us yesterday that he wants a 70-day session for this North Dakota legislative session, holding 10 days in reserve for what he anticipates will be major changes to Obamacare that the state will need to react to at some point as well from the Trump administration. So I think Obamacare is going to be an issue that is going to dominate a lot of these legislative sessions as well, for sure. And you have Mark Dayton, you have the governor of Minnesota actually taking questions from someone other than some crazy liberal at the Star Tribune. That's history right there.
Hey, tonight, man, on Point of View. Then I will give him credit. His office reached out to us, so I appreciate that. I think they're realizing they got to speak to greater Minnesota. And so it was quick. It's a quick phoner, but I was grateful to have him on. One last thing tonight, because I know this is going to be a hot point issue for people across the state of North Dakota. We've got Fargo City Commissioner Dave Pepcorn and Cass County Commissioner Chad Peterson on. They're going to be speaking tomorrow at Politics on a Plate for the GOP here in Fargo. But they both say there's going to be major changes to refugee resettlement here in the state of North Dakota. So we'll find out from them what those changes are going to be specifically.
630 Point of View, Valley News Live. Great show. Thanks, Chris. Good chatting with you. Looking forward to more of these. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Lignite, a big part of what we do in the great state of North Dakota, and it is an industry that is under attack. And that's why we talk often about the website, A Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, and as secureenergyfuture.org. This coalition is businesses, families in North Dakota and Minnesota who receive the beneficiary of this industry, which is affordable, reliable energy. We know about winters and blizzards and very difficult and dangerous weather conditions. Weather is so important here. I mean, the reliability of your energy because of the weather and how much it impacts everything is so important. But it is under attack. Reliability is under attack. The affordability is under attack. That's why it takes a coalition. Just folks standing shoulder to shoulder say, hey, I kind of like this. And I don't want you to take it away. So be part of this army. Go to secureenergyfuture.org. Secureenergyfuture.org is the website. Get a pen. I'm going to give you the email address and or website to sign up for tomorrow night's inaugural bash. It's free and open to the public. I failed to do that in our conversation with Brent Sanford earlier. You need to register only so that you have a name tag and you know, they know how many people are coming tomorrow night. All right. I promised earlier that we'd talk a little bit about legacy today on the program. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services is an expert on protecting a legacy. Now, a lot of people in my audience, in this audience of What's On Your Mind, have built a legacy, but they never say that. They never think that. They never, you know, point to it as that. But you really have. Mm-hmm. When you've rolled up your sleeve every day and have the worn hands to show for it, you've built something. That's a legacy. Now, how do you protect that? That's where Mark comes in ND Estate Services. Mark, nice to have you back. How are you?
Very good, Scott. Thank you very much. I'm doing well. Brushing off the snow off my brow and getting the kids off to school was a little bit of a challenge, but we got her done this morning.
Yeah, no kidding. It is for everybody. And through school's late today, and just like, man, one after another, it's unbelievable. A little like life, right?
You just totally.
You don't know exactly what's going to come. But I'm looking forward to this series. And Mark and I are going to have about three of these kind of conversations over the next month that I think will provide enormous value for you. And let's start by protecting a legacy. When we talk about protecting, what do you mean by protect?
Yeah. Thank you, Scott. Again, that's an excellent question. At North Dakota State Services, when I talk to people, there's really three levels that we try to address. And the first one is people want to protect. We want to protect what you have from any type of third-party entities, from any type of care facilities, from anybody trying to attach to your assets. And then the second thing that we try to do when we're talking to people is we want to preserve your assets because you're going to need them someday. They're going to have to not only provide for you, but also in the event that they need to go ahead and grow, we don't want them being subject to market corrections. But lastly, and most importantly, where I see a lot of the biggest errors in this industry is how people try to pass on their assets. And I see a lot of misconceptions, and if it's not done properly, your only thing that you're creating is a heyday for attorneys in probate court. Or I also see when people want to try to protect their assets, I'll be talking to Grandma and Grandpa because they called me, they wanted to visit with me, and what they've done is on all their deeds and all their property, they put all the kids' names on there. And I never want to condemn or be negative regarding what they're trying to do because their heart was really, it's really for their children. But what happens is all of a sudden Johnny's going down the street and he has his phone in his pocket and the thing rings. He looks to his right when he's making a left-handed turn. Next thing you know, his bumper's ripped off and a car is flipped over and somebody's been seriously injured. Well, when that attorney who's representing that other party does an asset search on Johnny and says, oh my goodness, he has $100,000 in his checking account. He has CDs. Oh, he has land. Well, guess who's going to be served papers? And Grandma and Grandpa thought they were trying to protect their assets. I see that a lot, Scott, and I never want to condemn them, but there's a better way to go ahead and protect those assets. There really is. And
so tell me define what protect the assets means. So I get what you're trying to avoid. How do you protect them? Explain that to me.
Very good. Thank you. That's an excellent question. What protecting means is that, number one, we don't want to see those hard-earned assets that Grandma and Grandpa have being subject to lawsuit or being subject to receiving papers and having assets frozen or seized during any type of litigation, because that's exactly what would happen on there. So what we want to do is make sure that Grandma and Grandpa do it right. And there's right ways to do it, and there's wrong ways to do it. When I talk to people, you know, oftentimes I never tell people what they want to hear, Scott. You know why? You know why?
Tell me.
Because that's cheap. You want to hear what people want to tell you. You go down to the restaurant down there, you get some coffee, and they'll tell you what you want to hear all day.
Yeah, find somebody to do that for you.
But I tell people what they need to hear. And what they need to hear is that we need to go ahead and take a closer look at this here. Because if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right the first time, or what my dad said, don't do it at all, because you're just making a big mess for everybody. So when it comes to protecting your assets, there's a lot of ways to do it. But number one, when that call does happen, or when someone gets in an accident, when you get that, when you get those papers served to you, who do you want to call? Do you want to go ahead and retain your attorney right away? Or do you want to call your insurance company who has a attorney on staff to represent you and protect you? Okay. So liability issues and umbrellas are so important, and I see that as being something that is so affordable that people can do to protect them, because as soon as you get... We need attorneys, and I like attorneys. I have a good friend who's an attorney. My sister-in-law is an attorney, and we love attorneys because they do so much for us. They really, really do, Scott. But every single year, there's over 50,000 passing the bar exam here in this country, over 50,000. And there's only one way majority of them make any money, and guess what that is?
Probably when the good... Or rather, when the bad and the ugly happen in a big, you know,
exactly.
over an estate.
Yeah. And not over an estate, or over assets in general. Yeah. So we see that a lot. So what we do is that, you know what, when your net worth is over $50,000, your chance of being involved in a lawsuit almost quadruples, okay? So it's so vitally important to, number one, to have everything in good order. And the first thing that we have to do is protect your assets. And how we do that is, I want to have a little disclaimer here as well here that I always like to share because it's so vitally true. Mark is not an attorney, and I don't pretend to be one, okay? Even though I look at between 100 to 150 revocable living trusts per year, I am not an attorney. I'm also not a CPA, even though I do tax-free and tax-deferred plans, okay? So I think that's important for your audience to hear that. So, Mark, what do you do? Yes, I do look at these legal documents, and what I do is I make sure that they're in good order. People don't understand is when you die, okay, and your estate is valued at $50,000 and just $1, okay, when you die, there's a really a whole new set of rules regarding passing on those assets. Especially, I talk to families and I ask them after we do an evaluation and we have their net worth right there, I ask them, you know what, how many of these dollars do you want to see your kids get? And what, guess what they always say, Scott?
All of them.
All of them. All of them. Well, how is that going to happen? Well, by state statute here, if you have tangible property and you die, guess what happens to it?
Tax man.
Well, it goes through probate. Goes through probate. And we need attorneys again, but what's going to happen is that same attorney that did a will for you is going to be the one that's going to be representing your family, and also there's going to be another one representing the state. And guess who's going to end up paying for both of them? You are. You are. Okay. And it could be tied up for months. And a lot of people who are listening right now know that and experience that and the frustration that causes. And the bigger the estate, the longer the proceeds happen. Because the state says, you know, who owns this property? Okay, so when you have assets, the best way to protect that asset is setting up what they call a third-party entity or a revocable living trust where the your property has been funded into your trust, okay, number one. But then number two, when you die, your trustees whom you've appointed can come on in and take possession of that, not having to go through probate. And that is such a blessing for people. I mean, my grandfather died. 2.5 years later, my dad is still scratching his head, and it just a frustration. It was just, I could see it, and I knew he was unhappy, but it could have been so much avoided if the right protection was in place there.
That's the message here, I think, obviously, that you know you've got the bad, the ugly, the things that can happen, but if you get an expert and protect that, you avoid all that. I mean, you have just night and day difference. And how, that can be handled. Now, I have less than a minute left. I want folks to know that you sit down with these people and have a review that costs them nothing, right? This is a free review to just...
Absolutely. It doesn't cost them anything, Scott, but at the end here, we can come up with a plan and to go ahead and get their assets, number one, protected. Then we're going to look at preserving them, and then we're going to show them the best way to pass them on according to their wishes that are going to be incontestable.
So we're doing a three-part series here over the next month. Today was about protecting. I think Mark did a good job of just telling you the tools that he has in his toolbox to help protect those. And also, there's always new rules. That's why a free review, why not? I mean, why not a free review to say, hey, here's another set of eyes. Take a look. And a couple of ways you can do that. Call Mark, 701-318-0908. Text a picture of your declarations page to start the process if you want. 701-318-0908 or online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com. Again, the number 318-0908. Thanks, Mark. Great stuff. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. One of the biggest obstacles to implementing a successful safety program is cost. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing affordable safety and leadership training available at the NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference.
3 days of training, 95 plus courses, and what you're looking at is if you're a member of the North Dakota Safety Council, if you get our early bird discount, and if you are a workforce safety and insurance member, you can combine for 60% savings. I mean, where you can get 3 days of safety training for just $330. The level of training, the quality training that's being offered at this conference, in our opinion, second to none. It's not just local training, which is really good. It's regional. It's national people who come in and put on these courses.
The NDSC Safety and Health Conference is February 20th through 23rd in Bismarck. To learn more about great discounts and the diverse course lineup, go to www.ndsc.org.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What's on your mind? Final segment. Where does the day go? Tomorrow we'll be at the Radisson downtown Bismarck. There's a breakfast tomorrow morning called a service breakfast focusing on treatment for addictions. Catherine Burgum, First Lady of North Dakota now, will be taking on that particular cause, and I look forward to hearing more about that in the morning. Interested parties there and others will be part of that. Then over the noon hour, it's a leadership luncheon and a tribal leader sitting down with Governor Dalrymple. Governor Burgum, he'll be making some announcements there. I'm a governor behind
the scenes. Please, he's the guy who was a governor.
Right, exactly. And tribal leaders will be there. Look, interested in that. We'll have coverage for that. And then, of course, tomorrow night is the big party. And normally inaugurals are swanky. This one's anything but. Everybody's invited, and I have a place where you can email your RSVP to before the end of the program here. Let me get to Joe in Williams County. Joe's been waiting a while here, and I apologize for that. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Joe?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Say, on the front page of the Bismarck Tribune, December 24th, there's an article where the director of the Museum for the State Historical Society in Bismarck is looking for items from the Dakota Access Pipeline. And he specifically asked for T-shirts and, you know, anti-pipeline things. And he's looking for things from law enforcement to put there. And I can't imagine that law enforcement would have anything that they would want to put there or even get involved with it. And he goes so far as to say he would like to have a burned-out vehicle on display. And this thing isn't done. The wounds are wide open, and by starting this now, he's not going to help the wounds to heal. Now, I'm not against the Native Americans and what they started here. I don't know that I agree with everything, but I understand it somewhat. And but I am against the people that came from out of state, and I believe that's where the problems came from. And they were confrontational, doing things that shouldn't be done. And I just don't feel this is the time for this director to do this. And I think he needs to be stopped on pursuing it at this time especially, maybe sometime in the future. I just don't think it's a place for it. It would almost be, in my mind, it's almost dishonorable to the law enforcement and the way they've been treated in this thing. And then to have this shoved at them at the same time. And that's my comments. I just, you know, like to see where this can go and why. Well, thank you, Scott. Bye.
By the way, I agree with everything you said. Absolutely everything you said. And I just found the article. Maybe we all missed this because it was right before Christmas and we were worried about much more important things like celebrating the birth of a savior and not the stupidity of a state institution suggesting we should have some sort of a collection in a museum about the lawless, ridiculous behavior of Native Americans. I can't believe it. Fellow's name is Mark Sunlov, S-U-N-D-L-O-V, director of the museum division. So here's a state employee, tax dollars, thinking this is a good idea. Coincidentally, the story is written by Lauren Donovan. I mean, the propagandist for the Bismarck Tribune for all causes related to anything to do with the Standing Rock. I got a sister down there protesting, and they still let her write stories about this as if she's objective, you know, fair and balanced reporting. Earth to Bismarck Tribune, when are you going to realize that you have someone that ought to be on the opinion pages only when it comes to, you know, issues like this? Come on. Historical Society seeks objects to tell protest story. Wow. Here's my question. Does anybody think that's a good idea? You know, the subheadline is they want to, state looks to build unbiased collection to show all aspects. What does that mean? Unbiased. To get the actual canister they use for an improvised explosive device, put that in there and say, oh, look at that. Yeah, that's the one that went off, and the girl with her arm said it was the police that hurt her, but it was really, I mean, this to me glorifies lawless behavior in a museum, and certainly too soon for it to go to the caller's point where the wounds are still very fresh. Aren't the people that have lived through that what they feel? So I don't know. Send me an email so I can maybe pass them on to this Mr. Sunlaw fellow. I'll set up an opportunity to visit with him. I'm going to be in the Capitol here the next 3 days. So we'll do that. Happy to do that. If you send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com, just tell me what you think of that idea if that's a good idea or a bad idea. I want to know. And we'll let them know what you think, too. So stay tuned for that. I'll get an answer for you. Can't even believe it. Honestly, I can't. Tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m., Bismarck Event Center, the North Dakota Governor's Inauguration Celebration, Celebration Casual. You can get tickets at Eventbrite. That's the easiest way to tell you to go to eventbrite.com. The tickets are free. They cost you nothing, but they get you a name tag and let the folks know you're coming, okay? So eventbrite.com, 6:30 to 11 tomorrow night, Bismarck Event Center. Free and open to the public. The governor's inauguration celebration. Wear North Dakota Celebration Casual. You figure that one out. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.